Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, ma'am? My name
Who's
is
he?
Anthony with Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about different issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
For what?
For this opinion poll. It would only be a couple of minutes, or a few minutes. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Of course.
Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits of Odessa?
I'm living at the city.
Within the city limits, okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or on the wrong track?
What do you mean?
Do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track?
I'm just thinking that they do okay.
Okay, so you will say they're on the right track or you're not
Yes.
sure? Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
I think the oil field.
The oil?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about the industry of oil. That's what we're
There's
talking
a more
about?
important than Odessa all the time.
Okay, but in your opinion, what is the
In my
most?
opinion,
Yes.
that is, I mean, they're good because lots of people they come into this country to this Permian Basin and then open the business, restaurants,
Okay.
stores,
Okay.
and a lot of business.
All right, so in your opinion, the most important issue facing Ector County, that'll be revitalized development downtown Odessa.
No.
What about quality of life in general?
In general, I like it because think
Okay.
about it. We have a college, we have a university in
Oh,
town.
okay. So, what is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion?
In my opinion,
Yes. What is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Well, I don't know. Let's say
Okay.
I don't know.
How would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County?
And
Excellent,
the
good.
economic is good.
It's good, okay. What about 5 years from now? Do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Yes.
It's gonna be better,
Yes,
worse.
it's a lots of better.
Okay. What about how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
You are somewhat or very concerned.
Very concerned.
Let me read to you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate each one in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. You think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
That's good. For
What
me,
about
it's good.
public safety and low crime? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, there is a lot of crime right now.
So it's poor. Would that be correct?
That's correct. Good.
What
Says
about
that I'm
non
concerned.
What about natural beauty and physical setting? Is it sexual and good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Mm. We need more security.
Okay, so natural beauty and physical setting.
Natural beauty?
Good? Uh-huh. In Hector County. Is that good, fair, or excellent? Okay, so is that
great?
What about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? How is that in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That is excellent right now.
Okay. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
That's good.
So that's good. What about effective leadership from elected officials? You think it's excellent?
I like it.
So you would say good? Fair?
That's good.
It's good. Okay. What about availability of affordable housing?
Oh, yeah. That is high right now.
Okay. So that's poor? Fair?
Fair. I'll say fair.
What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That is good because they open a lot of roads.
A lot of lanes, okay. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music? Is that good, excellent, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Poor. I say poor.
What about the availability of quality health care?
Child care?
No, health. Health care.
Health care? Yeah. I think they need to put more attention, to the county hospital.
So right now it's fair, good, poor.
It's poor. The condition is poor.
What about the availability offering job opportunities in your field?
In my field, there is a lot of jobs.
Okay, so it's
there
good or
excellent? Opportunities, for okay. All the people.
Okay, that's great. So that's excellent or good?
Excellent.
What about public transportation? Is it excellent, good, fair, or
poor? I just think, the person, they use the Ubers right now, for the mm-hmm. people that have, the credit cards,
Okay.
Say fair.
Fair. What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and
I don't like the bar, so it's too many bars, and I don't like it.
Okay, so that's good, fair, poor, or excellent right now?
Poor. I don't like it.
What about the quality of the public schools?
Public schools? They're good.
They're good, okay.
They're
awesome, great. Now, ma'am. We are almost 50% done, okay? Just stay with me just a couple of more minutes, okay? I'm going to try to hurry it up for you, okay? Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Entrepreneurs and people starting a new business. Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
What about people living below the poverty line? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
What about immigrants from other countries? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
To tell you the truth?
Uh-huh.
There is a... They have opportunities for all the people, but to tell you the truth, if I'm not that I'm concerned, I don't really like it because if somebody comes to this country, you're supposed to know the language, because it's really important, to speak English and Spanish, especially Spanish, because we have a lot of Spanish people here.
Okay.
And to these people, to working in the stores and all that, for the communication, that is
better. Okay. So how would you rate Hector County as a place to live for immigrants from other countries? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
That is excellent.
What about young single people?
Young single people? That is excellent.
Excellent. Retirees. Is that an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live, Hector County?
That is excellent because I see so many people, you know, retire from there, and then it's the retirement is excellent.
What about families with children?
The family with children is excellent in here in Odessa because in Hector County because that I know for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
The lots of people that love to live in Odessa because to go to the schools and the stores and all that, they're so close.
Okay.
Better than another.
Could you please rate Hector County as a place to live for people like you? Would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
For racial and ethnic minorities, would that be a good place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Awesome, great. Now, we're almost done, okay? We are at 65%. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It's more high, it's more excellent.
So it's going to improve, is that correct?
Improve.
Okay. Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not all familiar?
It's excellent too.
Okay, the question is about how much are you familiar or know about the vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Do you know a lot about them? Very familiar,
yes.
Somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not all familiar?
More familiar.
Okay. So somewhat familiar. Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident. Very confident?
Very.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not all familiar?
I think it's fair.
Okay. But do you know, how much do you know about the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar with them? Somewhat familiar?
Very familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident.
Excellent.
Somewhat confident. So you will say very confident? Somewhat
very
confident.
Very confident.
Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not
no.
at all likely?
Not at all.
Okay. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household, okay? What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have my diploma for high school, and then I have say 3 years college.
Of college. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age? 18
My
to 34?
Age is 65.
65, okay. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Not anymore.
Great. Now,
my daughter
is following that describes your race or ethnicity. White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I say Latino.
Okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Okay, say again.
Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Is your annual household income?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, my daughter.
Oh, your daughter. Okay.
Yes, uh-huh, but
no.
She's married, so
okay.
I'm not talking family.
But she lives
family.
In your house.
My member, my family.
Does
yes.
she live in your
she
house?
She works for Chevron.
Okay. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and plus?
No, I mean, right now we have a low. We have a less than 12.
Okay. And are you currently employed full-time?
No.
Part-time?
I'm not. I just...
You are retired?
Sometimes. I'm working sometimes.
Okay. So right now you are unemployed, correct?
I'm not saying unemployed, but I'm working less.
Employed part-time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Great. Thank you very much, ma'am. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful
uh-huh.
evening. You've been very
okay,
helpful.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.